This is Lottie. Welcome back to the Sacred Cooking Podcast. I will be your host, as always. So I hope that you will enjoy this episode. Today we are going to be talking about how do I start doing readings when I don't feel good enough? And I'm going to give you a piece of advice that you might not want to hear, but it's true. But before we get into that, let me do a little bit of housekeeping. This past weekend on Sunday, the 25th of September 2022, I took part in the Format Festival, Bizarre, which was a music festival, an art festival. It was combining like music, technology, art. It was really, really cool. I really enjoyed it, loved doing it. I was really nervous because I tend to be someone who my energy will get kind of, can be drained in really loud environments. And I didn't know if it was going to be too loud for me or what, but I really wanted to do it, and I'm really glad that I did. It was great. I met some really amazing, wonderful people, got to do readings. It was just so good. I loved doing it, got really good feedback. I was selling art. I had originals, prints, got to sell those too. I had decks for people that want a copy of the Divine Portal Oracle. I'm always really grateful that that's popular. sometimes it surprises me because I'm like, you know, when it's like your own work and you're like, really? But I really appreciate that people love it. If you would like a copy, there are currently 9 copies available. You can get them on my Etsy shop, which is thesacredcocoon.etsy.com. And they will come with a little black velvet storage bag and a QR code to download the PDF of the guidebook. So yeah, if you would like one of my oracle decks, the Divine Portal, it's the most popular one. It's available. What else? I'm reading at the Four of Wands, as always, on Fridays now. It should be every Friday. You can always check with me on Instagram first or send me an email, thesacredcocoon or thesacredcocoon@gmail.com, if you want to make sure I'm going to be there, but I usually am every Friday. And I'm offering not just readings now, but also Reiki, energy work, energy healing, and also my aura paintings. So if you've seen one of my energy portraits, I call them different things, aura paintings, energy portraits, they're the same thing. If you've had one this done or you've seen them in my shop and you wanted to get one done, I do them in person now, and I do them digitally. I don't animate them yet, they're just still images, but I'm working on getting it where I can animate it as well, without taking too long. The sessions right now are like, I give time for 30 minutes. And yeah, so I do this in person now if you're interested in doing that. Anything else that I can think of? Don't think so. This is the last, well, I said don't think so and then I keep going. This is the last chance to order a copy of my Mary Oracle if you would like one. I'm not going to reprint it, I don't think, because I didn't get a lot of attention, which is fine. Sometimes it's just going to be for a couple of people, but I will have 6 copies. 3 of those are already spoken for, so 3 will be, you know, if you want to do that, go do the pre-order in my Etsy. I will be shipping those out as soon as they get here. The shipping and ordering got a little pushed back, which I apologize about, but yeah, they will be going out in October. So that's that. If you are interested in working with Mary, or you love Mary, you love working with Mary, that's going to be a good deck for you. Okay, so let's get into talking about it. So that question. I get asked this a lot, or people will tell me this a lot, and I understand. They're a reader, or they want to be a reader. They are, you know, psychic, they're intuitive, clairvoyant, whatever, however you want to call it. They get information, they pick things up, and they want to be able to do it for other people or professionally even, but they feel like they're not good enough, and how do I get good enough? And the answer to how do you get good enough is you gotta stop telling people. And this is terrifying to a lot of people because they're like, oh my god, like, is there not like a safer, you know, finger quotes way for me to do it where I don't face being wrong and I don't face the judgment of what if I'm wrong? And unfortunately, there really isn't, because you need the feedback of the person you're telling the thing to build your confidence that what you're seeing, what you're feeling, what you're picking up is true. It is right. And this goes with if you're just passing along a message, if you're doing, you know, card readings, whatever it is. At some point, you're going to have to tell people what you're seeing. And then when you get their feedback and they start saying, you know, wow, that really makes so much sense, and they start to tell you why it makes sense, and that's when you will start feeling the confidence that this is something you can really do. It doesn't really matter how many books you read or how many things you listen to, or, you know, it, like, nothing is going to really stand in for getting the experience of doing it with another person. So I would recommend read for, you know, do your work with as many people as you can with the proviso that they are going to give you feedback. I wouldn't just necessarily go out and say, hey, I'm doing free readings for anyone, and then, because you might not get feedback. People will look for free readings and they might not necessarily, you know, give you feedback. So for, like, to get that feedback, you want to specifically state, I would like to do this, I would like to do a reading for you, or I would like to, and however that is, if it's cards, if you just see things, whatever, you know, and for that, I would like you to give me some feedback on how the session was. Did that resonate for you? If you could tell me a bit about why, like, what's the story? Why did it make sense? That's great. You know, get as much feedback as you can. Now, I want to tell you, also, here's the thing. You're never going to get probably completely over that fear of being wrong or not making sense, because it's human. We don't like to look stupid. We don't like to look like we don't know what we're doing. We don't like to be wrong. And it's quite a vulnerable thing when you're telling someone something that you are, you know, seeing in your mind, or you're being given this image, or you're hearing something from spirit, or whatever it is. It's vulnerable. You're putting yourself out there, and you could be wrong, and you might be wrong. You know, there's no reader that is going to be 100% absolutely spot on all the time with everything. Or sometimes it'll get a bit lost in translation. You see one thing, spirit shows you one thing, so you explain it and it doesn't make sense to that person because you didn't explain it 100% in the way that makes sense to them. So sometimes you got to do a bit of finagling and a bit of problem solving of, like, okay, if they're showing me this, or I'm hearing this, or I'm seeing this in the cards, whatever, what could that actually mean? Could it be something a little bit different? And then you can start kind of extrapolating and going into, okay, if it's not this, could it be this? And talk to the client about it. But you're always going to have that fear. And let me share with you, like, some of my own experiences. So I'm pretty sure most people here at this point know me or know my story. I grew up in I'm a third generation psychic, clairvoyant, medium. I can connect with people in spirit, people that have crossed over. Usually, honestly, it's not my favorite thing to do. That's what my family's really good at. My dad is great at it. If you can ever catch my dad and get him to get into medium mode with you, he's great. And you should go look on. We actually did a live on Instagram together while he was visiting. In May, I think April. Yeah, March and April. Or April and May, whenever. It was in the spring. and he's great. I learned from him and from my grandmother. And so I have been clairvoyant. I have seen things from spirit, heard messages, clairaudient, since before I can remember. I mean, my parents have stories of me talking about this person's here and this is what they look like. And, you know, before I can remember doing it, but it's always been there for me. And I still get nervous sometimes. I still get scared that, like, I am going to be wrong. I've been doing readings for nearly 20 years now for other people. I started in 2003. I read for everyone that would let me, learning the cards and just passing along things that I was picking up. But yeah, I still get nervous sometimes that what I'm saying isn't going to make sense, or I'm going to be wrong, or an image that I saw doesn't, it's nothing to do with anything. And I'm, you know, I still get scared. And a lot of people think that I don't. Or they'll kind of say, you know, oh, you know, you must be really confident about it and be good, like, all the time. And I mean, yeah, I'm confident about it because I've been doing it a long time. That's the only thing I always tell people, it's just practice, that's all. I'm not better than you. And anyone that tells you that they are, that they're just like, oh, I'm intrinsically gifted, so I'm always going to be better than someone that, you know, their parents didn't do it or whatever, that's BS, and don't listen, that's ego. You don't need that. Anyone can do it, anyone can learn it. It's something that you can develop. You can develop that skill. Is a human skill. Being psychic is human. We're linked up to spirit. We are part of spirit. We're psychic. It's not a special trait that, like, only certain people have. But anyway, that's my soapbox. I'm not going to get on that too bad. But, you know, everyone can do it. Just takes time. And yeah, sometimes still, if I'm reading for a client, I might see something that I'm like, wow, I really don't know what this means. And I might be nervous. So I've had times when I haven't said something, and then the client said something of, like, and then I'll be like, okay, that's what that image is. And then I'll tell them. Not much anymore, because I really try not to get in the way of spirit. And even if I don't understand it, or I don't know what it means, I know at this point, just pass it on. Just pass it on, because it's not for you. So why would it make sense to you necessarily? You know, spirit's going to try and make a message where you will understand what they're saying, because otherwise it's completely useless. But, you know, if you're seeing this certain kind of box and it looks like this, and it's got gold on it, and it's got little pearls on it, and inside it's got a little ballerina, and you might have never had that in your life, you know, that might mean nothing to you, but that could be someone's great grandma's jewelry box that they handed down to them, and it's underneath their bed, you know. So you saying that would be like, okay, yeah, that's something that I have, it makes sense to me. And it's, I tell people, passing along messages from spirit, because I, you know, I use cards to, like, give me insight, but then a lot of what I do with clients just comes through. I close my eyes when I read. I'm closing my eyes right now. A lot of it just comes through from spirit and what I'm hearing, and I'll tell them. But I kind of tell people, it's sort of like looking at one of those, like, magic eye pictures, and, like, there's a picture in there, but you don't necessarily, as the reader, know what it is. So you're describing it, but you don't, it doesn't maybe mean anything to you. It's for the person you're describing it for it to be meaningful to them, you know, and you have no idea what is meaningful to them. That's why spirit is showing you, that's why they're helping you. So you know, it doesn't have to make sense to you. In fact, it probably won't, you know, necessarily. You might have certain themes that come up over and over. This is how someone shows love. This is how they show they're okay. This is, you know, whatever. You might start to build up recognition of, like, this means this, and they'll build up a kind of repertoire of symbols that they'll show you as well. And this is what this means for you. But you're never going to really know until you tell someone whether that message that you have for them is going to make sense for them. And I can tell you, it almost always does make sense. And they need it. They need to hear it. That's why they're with you. Don't be too scared to pass the message on. If they've come to you asking for something, for your insight, hey, can I ask you this and see what spirit says? Don't hold back. Don't be scared to share it, because people really need that. I get to have these beautiful sessions with clients where they come and they tell me something, they ask me a question, and I start doing a reading, and I open my eyes and they're crying because, and they start telling me, oh my God, I needed to hear that so much. This is what's been going on. And they are looking for that connection with spirit, and you're able to give that. So do it. You know, the more you do it, the more you'll realize, yeah, this is something that I can do. It's something that I can give. And I can give these people these messages, or I can give them this insight, and it can help them. I remember really clearly the one thing that tipped me from not sharing things to sharing, because this was when I was about 23, and I'm 32 now, for reference. So I had been reading cards by that point for a long time anyway, because I started when I was 13. So I was used to the cards, you know, I was used to the images, and it wasn't really scary for me to like pass messages from cards, because I knew what they meant, and it wasn't really coming from me, you know, it was the cards and I was interpreting them, but there's something in the middle. And I was in training to become a clinical reflexologist, and I was working on, if you don't know what a reflexologist is, it's someone who works, it's on the feet or on the hands, and our feet and our hands have reflexes, areas that correlate to different organs in our body. So as we massage them and like do certain movements on them, it moves energy in our body and can help with different issues. So anyway, I was training to be a reflexologist, and I had a client. She'd come to my house because I had a little room that I turned into my treatment room. And this client, she was a PR person for like a firm in town for this guy. It was, I don't know, can't remember what he did exactly, but it was very straight-laced, very normal. She's a very normal person. And I was working on her reflexes, and every time I would touch her, I'd treated her, I think, twice before. And every time I would touch her heart reflex on the foot, I kept seeing this image of kingfishers, the bird, and kingfisher wings in particular. And like the way they look, the color, the like kind of this iridescent kind of thing. And I kept seeing it. Every time I would go over that reflex, that was what I would see. And I had no idea what it meant. No idea. It didn't really mean anything to me in particular. And I was really nervous because I was like, oh, I want to tell her this, but it doesn't make sense. And what if it doesn't make sense to her? And she's so finger quotes normal. Like, what if it freaks her out? You know, I was really, really nervous and really scared. So I didn't do it. And then towards the end of the session, or it might have even been at the end of the session, I just thought, oh, take a deep breath. Okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. So I said, hey, when, you know, this might not make any sense, but I want to share it with you anyway. And I was very nervous, but I want to tell you, and if it doesn't make sense, I'm sorry. But when I was touching your heart reflex, I kept seeing kingfishers. And she looked at me and she was kind of stunned. And then she started to cry. And she said, that's my dad. And I was looking at her like, huh? And she goes, that's my dad. Me and my dad always used to stand at our window and look out, and there were kingfishers. So we would look out the window and we would watch the kingfishers together. And my dad passed away. And seeing kingfishers, I always think of my dad. That's to do with my dad. And it was she felt that it was her dad saying that he was there and that he was giving her love because it was on her heart. And we were both just stunned and amazed, because I think it was like really the first, it's the first time I can remember like just coming out with it and being like, hey, I'm seeing this. Does that mean anything? And it did. And so from that point, this was in 2013, I slowly started to open up more to clients, because I found that when I was doing reflexology and touching with like working with their energy, I would see images a lot in like different parts of the body, different reflexes. I would see different images, or I would feel something like it's hot, it's cold, it looks like ice, it looks glassy in there, it looks, I can see someone curled up in a ball. I feel certain emotions. And up till that point, I didn't really share it, because I was like, this, you know, yeah, I know I see it, but like, I don't want to share it, because what if they don't believe me, or what if it doesn't make any sense to them? But I slowly started to share more about it. And every time my client would be like, yeah, that makes sense. And quite often they would cry. And it was like a release. Crying is often this release of energy, that someone's able to get something out, you know, something was recognized, something was acknowledged, so they feel seen, they feel heard, this thing that no one else has ever known is coming through from someone else. It's very affirming. And if I hadn't just had the courage to just do it, and potentially this person's gonna think I'm just, you know, talking about nonsense, like I wouldn't have known, and I wouldn't have probably, you know, maybe I wouldn't have started doing it, and I wouldn't be where I am now, which is doing that a lot for people. That's you know, at least more than half of my readings now, when I see people's energy, I don't use any cards, I just connect with them, and I start seeing things, I start seeing colors, I start seeing movement, I start, spirit starts flowing, and I start getting it, and I get so much feedback that's like, no one ever knew this about me, or you said this thing and it's like words that I have in my head all the time, the exact phrase, or you know, no, yeah, like it makes sense to them. I just, for, I don't know how many readings I've done at this point in my life, thousands, but you know, yeah, sometimes I'm going to get negative feedback. Also, that's a thing, you know. Not everyone's going to be happy. It's not going to make sense to everyone. Sometimes you're going to see something and tell them, and it happens in a month's time, or it happens in 6 months, but it doesn't make sense right now, and they don't like it. It's going to happen. But that is so rare compared to that feedback of, that makes so much sense, and I needed to hear it. I needed it. I needed it. That I would encourage you, just start saying it, start sharing it, go with the person who is going to be the most open to start with, you know, that knows you maybe, or although I do think doing it for people you don't know is really helpful, because then there's no way that you could know it. And that's a big thing, like that can help build confidence. It's like, I don't know this person, they're a stranger to me, but so there's no way I could know this about them, you know, I don't Google them. That's why I don't usually know someone's name, especially if it's in person, or I won't remember, which feels like bad, but to me that actually can be good, because I have nothing, there's no reference in their name or any way for me to know from previous knowledge what I can get from spirit, and that can help people to be like, yeah, okay, this is legit, because there's no way you could know, you know. That when you start doing it, it will bring so much good into your life, because you get to have that connection, you get to see people with those healing tears telling you, I needed that, I needed someone, I've been looking for someone, and this is so common, I've been looking for years and years for someone to be able to know that and tell me, you know, they might not even realize that, but it is amazing. It's life transforming, literally. And so this is just a short episode, or relatively short for me anyway, to say, if you get those images, if you pick up on things, if you feel like you've got something that is coming through and someone asked you, tell them, tell them. And you can say, I'm new to doing this, or I'm kind of nervous, or hey, tell me if this doesn't make sense, or whatever. But just tell them. You know, I say to people too, don't do cold readings. Like, this is a big thing. Don't just walk up to a random person and start giving them a reading. I hear about this, thankfully not a ton, but enough, and it annoys the heck out of me. Do not do that. If someone wants a reading, they will tell you. If someone is interested, they will tell you. Don't go spelunking in someone's energy without you know, them asking you first, hey, can you see if you can get something? It's rude. It's really invasive. Don't do it. I've never liked it when someone has done it to me, and I've never heard anyone who did like it when it was done to them. So don't do it. You know, you don't have to use your abilities or skills or gifts, or however you want to call it, like that. You can do it where they asked you. Start putting it out that people can ask you and they will. You know, you don't have to do it like that. So that's just a proviso. Wait for them to ask, or offer them to be able to ask, and then do it afterwards, you know. But with all that said, I hope this is helpful, maybe a little insightful. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. I am going to put a little ad at the end, just because, yeah, it helps with a little bit of revenue. But have a wonderful rest of your day. All right, bye now.